It's August 11th, 2026, and the Middle East is rattling oil markets again, with ripple effects hitting everything from energy stocks to your gas pump. Okay, Dev, big picture, what are markets actually dealing with today?
A few things at once, Maya. The biggest is oil. There's been an Iranian strike on Saudi Arabia, and energy markets are reacting hard.
So prices at the pump could be going up?
That's the concern. When Middle East supply gets threatened, oil traders get nervous fast, and that nervousness spreads across stocks broadly.
And there's a China angle too, right? Not just geopolitics, but trade?
Two of them, actually. The U.S. is cracking down on Chinese technology inside connected cars, think software and sensors, and Canada tariff tensions are also flaring back up.
So it's a day where geopolitics and trade policy are doing most of the heavy lifting.
Exactly. And on top of all that, Nike reported earnings with a mixed picture. So even consumer companies are in the mix today.
Let's go deeper on the biggest story, the Iran strike, and what it means for oil. Dev, walk us through it.
So Iran struck Saudi Arabia, one of the world's largest oil producers. And anytime there's a credible threat to that supply, oil prices jump.
And why does that matter beyond the gas station?
Oil is basically the bloodstream of the global economy. When it gets expensive, it raises costs for airlines, manufacturers, shipping companies, and eventually that shows up in prices for everything.
And this is a confirmed event at this point, not just a rumor?
Right. The market has priced this in as a real confirmed event. And not speculation, the mood around it is completely flat, meaning nobody's optimistic here.
And layered on top is the Houthi Red Sea situation, which is also flaring up again.
Exactly. The Red Sea is a critical shipping lane. And if that's disrupted, goods take longer and cost more to move. Two pressure points on energy and trade at the same time.
For a regular investor, this is really a story about inflation risk coming back through the back door.
That's the core of it. Just when inflation seemed to be calming down, a supply shock like this can push it back up.
So what's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
There are a handful of brand new stories just starting to develop. Our platform is picking them up early, though the details are still thin.
So things bubbling up, but not fully formed yet.
Exactly. Worth keeping an eye on, but not ready to call yet. Meanwhile, the Iran oil shock, the connected car crackdown, and the Canada tariff story are all well established and being closely watched.
Nothing dramatically cooling off today?
Not in the data. If anything, the geopolitical stories are sticky right now, not fading.
Bear corner. Dev, make the case that the oil shock might not be as bad as the market fears.
The counterargument is that these Middle East flare-ups have a history of spiking oil and then fading fast. Markets often overreact in the first 24 hours.
But this one has two pressure points, Iran and the Red Sea, at the same time. Isn't that different?
It's a fair pushback. The bear case relies on a quick de-escalation, and with two simultaneous flashpoints, that's a harder bet to make right now.
What should we be watching tomorrow?
Any updates out of the Middle East are going to move oil immediately. Even a diplomatic statement could shift things fast.
And on the trade front?
Watch for any reaction from the auto industry on the connected car crackdown, and whether Canada responds to the tariff pressure with any counter moves.
That's your Narratic Daily for August 11th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.